We gather today at Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, the first time in his life as even a child. Representing by the Magi is a representation of all Gentiles, meaning people that were not Jewish in that culture. So earlier this week, I spoke with our high school and junior high students and our volunteers and our teachers, and I asked them, what would you like me to preach about on Epiphany? Because I know I've looked in my records in the history, but it's very similar homilies that you probably remember, and I was curious what they would want. And so two things kind of came together from them. One was science, and the other was to give gifts, like the Magi gave gifts to Jesus. So that's what I'd like to speak about today, of what they wanted. So first, with science, I'm going to come right away to talk about the belief of science of us as Catholics and Christians, versus what we called scientism. Scientism is kind of in our culture today a secular thought that all we need is science. That's it. Religion is just hocus pocus. It's not true. It's fairy tales. That as long as we get the data of science, then we'll learn things in the world. Let's go in the history of science a little bit today, and you can study more on your own. But do you know that the man named Galileo was a Catholic monk? A Catholic monk. He was the one that figured out that we're not a flat planet. We are a globe. Or, probably heard the name Big Bang. That was studied and put to the public from a man named Georges Lemaître, a French Catholic priest. I know a lot of people today say, oh, those Catholics, they don't believe in the Big Bang. Now, you don't necessarily have to, but that was a Catholic priest that introduced that to the whole world. Or think of Charles Darwin, the evolution. That is a theory that we can believe, we don't have to. The Catholic doesn't say one or the other. But this man was an Anglican clergyman, meaning he believed in God. So for all the people today saying, oh, you Christians, you Catholics, you don't believe in science, that's false. And actually, we think that science and our faith work well together, and both can be true. Another way to think of that is using our faith and reason. So today we come in to the Magi, who are very good with science, especially with astronomy. Were they many miles away? They figured out using the charts of the stars of where this new king would be born. What I think is really neat is that they made it to Jerusalem, but they couldn't make it to the manger. So it's somewhat true with some science. We got a lot of it, but we don't know the answer. So where did they go? Well, they went to Herod, and then they went to the Jewish leaders in the Sanhedrin. And they used their faith by reading the scriptures. What we heard today was the prophet, which wasn't in the gospel today, but it was Micah, a small prophet in the 12 prophets of the smaller prophets. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Like tonight and today, the Epiphany is a great image of how science and faith work together. And then comes this great line from one of our students that said, I think when I learn about these magi, they offered something. They gave a gift. And I think we need to do that. So we're ready to ask them to do the homily. It's just a great image, they said. And so today, quickly, you know, we know about the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. A gold, an image of giving to the new king. The frankincense, as he will be a priest. And the myrrh, actually, the oil, the ointment that is used to somebody that will die. So a couple of quick thoughts about that. Jesus came, yes, as a king, but not like what they thought. I don't think Jesus was walking around asking people for gold, right? But we too should offer our gold, our treasure, to others. We are kings, called the Vatican II. Not again as kings of the world, not possessing these things, but to share that and to serve as kings like Jesus did, to the point that he gave his life for us. So there too, we are called to be able to offer our lives for others if needed. It's also stewardship. Right? I've said that over and over about time, talent, and treasure. So it's not necessarily money or gold. I'll be honest. If you want to give gold to the church or school, please, that'd be awesome. Gold would be pretty sweet. But our time, talent, and treasure, to offer that to somebody to use it well. As the frankincense was used as priests in the Old Testament and even today, like you'll see that on Christmas, I use incense to pray to God. And it's an image to offer our prayers up to God, to our saints, into heaven. And you too, once again, in the Second Vatican, we are all called to be priests. Now, I have a different job as a priest than you. But the priest is to worship, to evangelize, to welcome people to church, to be with God. And your incense is your personal prayer to lift it up from yourself, your heart, your family, your friends, to pray with each other. And finally, the myrrh. In our personal lives, that's a little interesting in my thought, that to use myrrh is to use your service to those that are sick, at those who are preparing to die, those who need to receive communion in a nursing home or a hospital. And I thank you so much for many of you that do that. And another random one that I experienced, that we need myrrh in that image, is the preparation of funerals. Myrrh was physically used again with Jesus when Saint Mary Magdalene gave her that alabaster oil, this myrrh, to prepare his death. And they used that myrrh when he died. And they pull his body from the cross. Use that oil, that anointment, to be buried. And we do that at a funeral home, of course, that they prepare somebody that has died to embalm their body. But in our minds, it is a mission to prepare a funeral itself. I think one of the big challenges in our society today is that if somebody passes away and they haven't organized before, their kids will do it, but they might not have a clue how to do it in our Catholic Church or Christianity. The history of funerals and death. So today, a few thoughts. Science, our kids and our teachers wanted to hear about, and these goals that we can give as gifts. Once again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, a beautiful day on Epiphany, and let's continue to follow this weekend for the next days and weeks that come.